At the same time those bombings were terrorizing residents last week, the South by Southwest Music Festival was going on in Austin. One of the big topics of discussion at the festival this year was the Me Too and Time's Up movements and how sexual harassment has held women back in the music and recording industry. That leads us to the music of Noah Macbeth, or as he's known to his fans, Nombe.
I won't wait this time. No, not now, not again, not much longer.
We caught up with Nombe at South by Southwest to talk about his first album, which was released yesterday. In it, he reflects on what it means to be a man and a feminist.
My debut album is called They Might Have Even Loved Me, and it is about all the women in my life, or a lot of the women that have impacted me. It's stories across the board, from my mom to exes to flings to girlfriends, high school crushes. I'm just trying to tell stories that are true to me.
I wonder who's to blame for the world of the present. 10 bucks say it's a man. Far from love and affection.
Nombe tours with an all-female band and creative team. He says this album is a call to action for men, especially this song titled Man Up.
It's the most straightforward political song that's like a statement on the album. And on the surface, it's about men having to step their game up with their role in society. And it can't always come from the oppressed person. You know, there has to be at some point where, quote unquote, the person that is in charge needs to have a change of hearts, right? So to reverse that, you have to be more conscious in everyday life. It's not as easy as just making a broad statement and just being like, oh yeah, women are awesome. I think we all have to be aware of how much we're all feeding into that. So, you know, it takes a village.
This world was never meant for us. Nah, it's for the girls and children first and then men and boys. Man up. Nah, it's for the girls and children first and then.
It is a really cool thing to be working on right now in this time. It was partially conscious, partially just the zeitgeist of right now. I think it makes sense, and I really want to leave a footprint in that regard.
Nombe's sense of responsibility comes from the two strong women in his life, his German grandmother, who raised him, and his mother, who was not always present in his childhood, but has since become an important influence on Nombe's life and music.
My mother grew up in South Carolina in Brooklyn of the 70s, which was rough, and she's experienced a lot of trauma as a child, and she's always made sure that I am a gentleman, that I understand how to treat people, how to especially deal with women in my relationships. And my grandmother, on the other hand, she's seen World War II. So they walked through half of Germany when she was about 8 years old and her dad was killed. You could just hear when she would talk about it and talk about her experiences, World War II, although she was still young, that still affected how she raised all of us, how she always made sure that we understood the difference between right and wrong.
As a rocky of a picture show, tossed into an open road, wondering if someone might be home.
He says this song, Rocky Horror, is inspired by his mother's brief incarceration when Nombe was a teenager.
She was found guilty for allegedly kidnapping my brother. She remarried when I was about 15, had another child, and was in a very abusive relationship with my stepfather.
Nombe's mother fled to Germany, and when she came back to the States, she served more than a year in a Miami jail.
Time is fleeting, I'm still here, thinking as the walls come near, I'd rather keep to myself in here.
The song speaks on, you're basically there through no fault of your own, and now you're stuck. It was hard for her, it was hard for all of us to witness that.
Won't make it out of here alive. These eyes seem to stay alive. Time in this box is splitting time.
Thank you.
My mom is my biggest fan, to be honest. She would be at every show front row if she could. And it's almost like she's a sibling at times, or like my best friend. Sometimes we have a falling out and then we patch it back up, but we talk about everything. That's how she was able to affect this record so much. And we really feed off each other in that way. And it's family. I owe her everything.
That was Noah Macbeth, or Nombe, talking to us about his debut album titled They Might Have Even Loved Me. It's out now.